Okay, Rabbi Yisai, we'll finish off the shaila that we discussed yesterday, which is whenever you find a chayfetz that vaday belonged to Yisrael, do you have a chiyuv to do achroza even though it's a roi vakum? So we were discussing the source, the origin of it is a Tosfos, because Tosfos in Bava Metzia Chav Daled says that when you find an object, the Gemara says if it's roi vakum, the Yisrael is miyayish. Gemara says, so Tosfos says, what do you have to come on to Bailam Misyayishim? It's roi vakum. Rely on the fact that it belonged to a goy. You don't need to use by a goy. Harilu shaloi. Tosfos says, even if you know it's a Jew's, the Bailam Amiyayish, anyway, even though you knew it came, because he thinks either a goy will find it, and if the Jew finds it, he'll assume it fell from a goy. So Kiveger and Drush V'chidosh already has this suffix. Do you need both reasons? Do you need that the Bailim are thinking that a goy will pick it up? And in addition, you need the fact that the Bailim are thinking that even if a Jew picks it up, he'll assume it fell from a goy. Right. If that's the case, if you need these two legs in order for it to be Areilu Shaloi, then anytime you find a Gemara, you find a Kapote, you find a Borsellino, you find something who has a Jewish name in it, you know for sure, belonged to a Jew. So then, you wouldn't be allowed to keep it even by Roi Vakum, because you know it's a Jew's. And the Jew knows that if a Jew would find it, he'll give it back. That's the debate. So we had a Ramah, which we discussed. We a little bit digressed because we spoke about the shiloh we had with the Sefer Torah and the Yeshiva. But the Ramah brings down over here in Reish Nuntes quite an interesting halacha. He seems to say, Yeshayimim, the im ovad svorim loy miyayishimine afilu b'mokoyim shehu b'achim. Does not explain why, but he says if you find svorim, then the Bailam are not miyayish. The Bailam are not necessarily miyayish. Doesn't say why. Okay. So does perhaps the Ramah mean this other side of Reb Kiveiga, namely that in order for you to be able to keep an item, you need that the Bailam should also expect that if a Jew picked it up, he won't know that a Jew lost it. It's a safer. He'll know a Jew lost it. Is that what the Ramah means? Well, maybe the Ramah means something else. It's not clear what the Ramah means. The Sma learns the Ramah in a very interesting way. And Ramotzke asked me a kasha. I actually used this kasha that he asked me years ago to explain a shtickel stira. The Sma, meaning, so what? You know a Jew lost it. So therefore what? So what? So the Ramah, the Sma writes, the ain mi derech liknoisim el Yisrael. It's not just the fact that when I pick it up, I know that a Jew lost it. That's not enough. Because if that would be the case, anytime you have an object, you pick it up, not Sfarim, not Tfilin. Stam, there's a simen, because it says on it, Rudinsky. It says, Mishpacha, Harav Agoyen Tfushkevich. So you know he's a Jew or a goy? Well, he holds he's a goy. Right? That would be enough. It doesn't have to be a Judaic item. The Ramah is talking about Judaic. He's even specifically, he's for it. Right? So the Sma says that the basis of this Ramah, the source is a Mordechai. The Mordechai in Bava Metzia, that's the source. But the Sma explains the ain mi derech liknoisim el Yisrael. The reason why the Bailam are not miyayish is because they assume that where's this object going to end up? Who's buying lemaisa the mesifta gemara in above mesir? Ayid's going to buy it, right? says Gesma, and since the Yid's going to buy it, ain't he yayish? The Sova Shiachrizu Habayli. That there'll be machris for the Yisroel HaKoinoisim. The Yisroel's going to be machris that the Bailim should come. So this is the psychology why the Bailim on Amiyayish, the Sma writes, is because you assume that the person who's going to buy it is going to then be machris, put it into a lost and found. He'll publicize it. The Bailim should come. So if Motzke is there Motzke here? No. You could tell him, we said it b'shem omoy. He asked me a kasha, mechtesim. Why would I assume that a Jew is going to buy it and then be machmas? Why is he buying it for? Are you mechuyiv to buy an aveda? That somebody, that a goy found this aveda, l'chayra maybe, and now he's selling it. I'm mechuyiv to buy it and be machmas? Heichon matzinim. Heichon matzinim dover kazeh. Where do we find it? I once saw Rav Scheinberg, Zatzal had a shayla in one of his svarim. If somebody, in this case, there are more. If a guy would go now to buy it from the guy, is he Isaac ben Mitzvah? Meaning he's trying to bring out, there's such a chiyuv hashavas aveda. Have to stop buying objects from goyim and then sell it back to the Jew who owned it for the money that I, because you don't have to sell it to the Jew for less than you paid for. Who says there's such a chiyuv? And then Rav Scheinberg always likes shaylas. He says, and then if you're busy negotiating and another Jew comes and buys it from the guy, does he owe you zuhuvim? Because you were negotiating to buy it. Where do we find such a chiyuv? In fact, the Sma also says, the Bailim think that a Jew will mechtesim. Not only that, I'll take it further. Why would the Jew have a chiyuv even to be machrizit? Even if he bought it. Forget it. L'chayr, he doesn't have a chiyuv to buy it and be machrizit. Who says it's an aveda? Because I'm assuming that probably the guy found it. I mean, the guy is running a garage sale. Yeah? And in the garage sale, he's selling a gemara. I have to assume that he found it. Maybe he bought a house and the owner left a bunch of farm there. I have a chiyuv to make such an assumption. Can't buy a Gemara on eBay. Can't buy a Judaic on eBay. Maybe the guy bought it from a Jew. The Shechiv Achroza. Mechtesa. Mechtesa b'cha. So this is a very strong argument to be made that what's this calculus that the Sma is saying that the Rama is making? That the owner makes such an assumption, he's not miyayish because for sure the guy who found it is going to end up selling it to a Jew and the Jew's going to be machrezit. I mean, these are all these steps. Rav Yashiv already says, if it's a Judaic that goyim buy, already it's out the window. If goyim buy mezuzahs, they use mezuzahs also, some goyim. So you don't have that chazok anymore. A goy will buy the mezuzah. You have an art scroll that goyim are buying. It's in the college universities, and goyim are using art scrolls, which is a whole shayla on its own. Are you allowed to sell an art scroll to a college where you can have, goyim picking up the art scroll? You have a lot of items that Tanakh goyim use, especially English Tanakh. Is that who says it? Meaning, how sure do you have to be it's going to end up by a Jew? Lav dafka be end up by a Jew. What's even called Rav Akum? Rav Zalman Nechemiah held, and it's Mustafa like him, that if you find an item in a neighborhood that's totally secular, totally Jewish, totally secular, it's Rav Akum. Not Chas V'Sholem, because every Jew has a din of an Akum. It's a Tinik Shanish Bar, it doesn't matter. They're Tzadikim, Amich Kulam Tzadikim. But Lamaisa, they don't do Hashavas Aveda. So Rav Zalman Nechemiah held, Rav Akum, the Bailam Amiyayish, is because that city, they don't keep Shulchan Aruch. So as long as it's a secular place that doesn't keep Hilchos HaShavuos Aveda, you have the same thing as Rav Akum. It's not Tafka Rav Akum. Right? So as long as, similarly, a Jew would buy, even if this is an item that a Jew would only buy, but a Jew who's not keeping this sma of buying it and being machrezit, this is very far-fetched. And that's why you look at the origin of this halacha, it's actually Hagos Mordechai. The Hagos Mordechai is taka by us, but he applies this din not to here. He applies this din to a case where Anos, a goy, comes and he steals from a Jew. So normally a goy, an Anos, who steals from a Jew, and then he sells the item in the market, the Bailam Amiyayish, if you buy it, it's yours. So if you have an Anos goy, who's Ma'anis, a Jew, and then he takes whatever he got from the Jew, whatever he robbed from the Jew, and he sells it in the open market, Shulchan Aruch Paskins, Tareilu Shalom, the Bailam Amiyayish, Tareilu Shalom. Yeah? On that, the Mordechai says that if only a Jew is going to buy it, then the Bailam Anami Yayish. That's a whole different game. It's not an Aveda. It's a known Anos. I'm buying an item from a robber. I know he stole it from a Jew. There, all the positions are clear. The Jew who got robbed knows that robber sells it. He knows that the robber is going to sell it to a Jew. The Jew has a chiyuv to give it back to him. It's not like a case of an aveda where a goy would find it, he would then maybe sell it to a Jew, and he didn't steal it. The goy taka betzim was allowed to keep it. He'll sell it to a Jew. The Jew's now going to go be machris it. Mechtesim. So I want you to know, by us, the Ramah brings down a yeshayman. Machaber doesn't bring down the din at all. And the Ramah brings down as a Yesh Oimer. The Ramah says here in Reish Nun Tes, his Lashon is that Yesh Oimer, that if it's Svarim, Lashon of the Ramah is here like this. Yesh Oimer, the Im Ovat Svarim, loy mi Yayish Mene. Afil v'mokam shemoy v'akum. Why is he bringing it down as a Lashon Yesh Oimer? So you may say, well, he's not sure if we passed him like this Mordechai. But guess what? In Hilchas Gezeila, he brings down the Mordechai without a Yeshayim. If you look in Reish Lamed Vav, he Taka brings down the Mordechai. Over there, we're dealing Taka with an Anos, a goy, a robber, a hoodlum that robbed a Jew, and he sells the item. And the halacha is that you're allowed to keep. Normally, you're allowed to keep the item because it's Yush. Over there, Bo Akum Ba'Kifin Al Yisrael. And he says over there, the whole din, that if it's metatl and it's achareilu shaloi. Hagor, the Ramah brings down, metatl and miyayshi and shminei, and sorach lahachzal labaylam. Milvad svorim, the ein miyayshim diadinon de moichim rakli Yisrael. So in Reish Lamed Vav, the Ramah brings down the Mordechai as a definitive halacha. Why? Because I just explained to you why. Because in Reish Lamed Vav, everything is clear. The goy is a robber. He's a thief. He's a known thief. That's what he does. He robs from Jews and he sells it in the market. Shulchan Aruch Paskins by Metaltlan Areilu Shalot, the Bailam Amiyayish. Because the Bailam Amiyayish, because he could sell it to anybody. But Svarim, which they know he's going to sell to a Jew, and the Jew is going to know that he's buying a stolen item, so then that's it. There's no Yish Bailam. Mashengi by an Aveda, the reason why the Ramah didn't bring it down assertively is because by Aveda, Mech Teseh that the Jew who bought it is going to start making Achroza. He doesn't have to make Achroza. He doesn't know what's stolen. Could be the guy bought it to sell it. So the whole binyan is that's not. So that's why La Halacha, I feel it's a Dover Rochik. I would still call this a chumrah lefnim mishur sadin, which anyway there's a chumrah lefnim mishur sadin by a dovah sheyesh by simon to give back to a Jew if he gives a simon, even by revakum. So I don't really hear today that this din is so negeya, especially since there is such a used market where you could buy anything used, buy and sell used, that to tell a Jew, what are you going to tell me? Any Jew that buys an item in the market, in the used market, he has a chiyuv to make achrozah. Halidolah. So once we're not going to accept that a Jew who buys something on eBay, Craigslist, that he doesn't have a chiyuv to go and make achrozah because it's a Judaic item, once we're going to say he doesn't have a chiyuv achrozah, then the whole binyan, the whole building that this is riding on falls down. Because the whole building is that the Jew who lost it assumes that this will decisively happen. Can only take it as far as the Mordechai takes it. And the Mordechai himself takes it to case of Geneva. That's the case of the Mordechai. So Allah Chalamayse, that's where I would take it to. And by, anyway, if you find something with a simon, Roy Vakum has a simon, you could give it back to a Jew. There's any way Lifnei Mishur Sadin to give it. So you want a Mekayim of Mishur Sadin? Anyway, it's a nice thing to do. But there's no Choyvas HaShavas Aveh.